Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Roby backs it out to Palmer. Deep three for Palmer. And he hits. The skip in the corner. Allen for three. Allen in the corner. Watson, it. The three. Up and down. Here comes Palmer to the other end. That's not good. Open there to cut it up. Palmer's three falls. James Palmer Jr. with a three. Nebraska is a red state once more. 94-75. The Huskers break a seven-game losing skid to the Creighton Blue Jays.
Oh, baby, let's do this. Happy Victory Monday on Gregeth and Hooks. Welcome in. I am so excited for today. So excited. I am Bill Hooks. Nick Gregeth is out, not feeling well today, but he will be back. I'm sure he's listening. He has been shooting show ideas all day. But I told him, here's the deal. I tell you about my day. I don't have my bag. I brought nothing. I forgot everything today because you know what? I don't need it. Because guess what we're going to talk about today? A lot. Your Huskers beating those Hoo Jays. Taking the state back over Saturday night. Welcome to Gregeth and Hooks. I am Bill Hooks. Sitting alongside Theo Malone in the house.
You know that what I hope Nick feels better. But what greater of a day could I possibly come in and talk? You know, I might have something to say today.
I hope so.
I might. Especially with being Creighton.
Yeah.
Because I take...
Hoo Jays.
I take a pretty absent role on my Husker page. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of observing, but yep. But this past week, I had to dig my heels in a little bit and draw the line in the sand and say you either wear red or you either wear blue.
It isn't purple.
It isn't. We're not mixing them.
Also, Willie J on the one, the twos back there today. You're pretty pumped about it too, aren't you today?
Yes. Very pumped.
Big day.
Hell, big day.
So, again, we're going to talk. We've got Husker basketball, a lot of Husker basketball today. We're going to break that down. At some point, we'll get to some NFL talk. Big, crazy weekend in the NFL. Mm. Some people play their way out. Some people continue to play their way into the playoffs. There were some crazy endings. We'll get to those. We'll have What's Trending at 10 with Willie J. We'll also have Mike Schaefer at 10:15. We'll also have a couple of chances. A couple of chances for movie tickets today. Couple of chances to get registered for the holiday Hail Mary as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fun. Be listening, because at one point today, we're gonna talk about Ugg McDermott's dad and his post-game comments. We'll have a chance for you to call in, give us your take on the comments, salty or not. Willie J will play it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have you call in. We'll have five callers. We'll call in. We will give you a chance to win movie tickets with the best take on that post-game comments.
As pumped up as we are about that basketball win, it was a banner weekend for all of Nebraska. So I think we'll talk a little bit about the ladies.
We'll talk about Coach Cook and what they
are doing. Another Final Four.
Another Final Four. It's going to be a good day. But let's kick it off. Let's kick it off where we should be today. Your Huskers, after seven straight losses, the Hoo Jays come to town and they throttle the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Throttle the Blue Jays. No better than watching that happen. That crowd, let's just start there. First of all, the crowd, you were there. I was down about 1 o'clock, 1:30, getting ready. Places were full. That crowd, I'm going to tell you right now, people have been saying it, second best crowd. Maybe it was close. No Sit Sunday was there.
I wasn't there for No Sit Sunday.
No Sit Sunday. Then there was this. Your Huskers get it done. Now they go to 8-2 on the season. 17 straight at PBA, by the way, if you're keeping score. 17 straight at PBA. Last time they lost in that building was against Kansas, 73-72. But they get it done last night. Your starters. What can you say about your starters on Saturday night? They go out. Huskers scored 94 points, by the way.
Yeah.
We turned the tables. Creighton had been averaging in the 90s the last four or five games for them. They come in. We hold them to their second lowest point total of the season last night. But your starters, let's kick it off with your starters. They come in, they score 87 of the 94, by the way. Palmer, most efficient game maybe in his Husker career. 12 shots to get 30 points last night, Saturday.
Wow.
12 shots, 30 points. Incredible. What can you say about, one, the pressure that was mounted again to this game? We all know there was super big pressure for Miles because there's a lot of people talking. Nick and I talked about it Friday. What Monday would be like based on that game, the outcome of that game. For him, for the program, for the direction, for all the statuses that we've been talking about with Miles and much heat he's been under. But they come in and they get it done.
Did you hear Tim in his post game talk about how they went out and they won for them and for him and for the fans? And so those players knew that, their good old coach had a little bit of pressure on him.
Yep.
Well documented what his history has been at every stop as far as going against Greg McDermott, let alone here as far as the 0-7, you know, at Nebraska. And that those players, that crowd, from the time that those doors were unlocked, that place
lines
was rocking.
Lines to get in.
And you that fan base. Like it was. That's a big part of why we have that huge winning streak at PBA. Mm-hmm. It is definitely an advantage. And I will tell you, we talk about how we have the greatest fans, you know, in the country. That was one of the first times I have seen our fans. I don't want to say the word hostile, but you could hear them booing when Creighton would take the court, come out to start the game, come out the second half. They were jacked. You talked about the starting five getting the 87 out of the 94. I look at that kind of as a double-edged sword. I mean, I always want to point out both sides. That's great. You had productivity up and down. It's watching you get the points, the assists, the rebounds that you did out of that starting five is great. It showed that we still have to work on the depth part. I know Amir Harris was out with strep throat.
Yep.
When I didn't see him come out, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do for the guard rotation? Nana came in, gave some great minutes. You saw some great hustle plays from both Brady Hyman and Tanner. While they got the minutes and maybe didn't get the points per se, there was some good plays and some good hustle rebounds. Yeah. I'd like to see him get a little bit more production. But I think you kind of knew that the starters were going to play a big role and probably going to log a little bit more minutes because it was crucial, not only for how the season standpoint goes, but also I think you'll never hear him admit it, but for Tim Miles personally, this is a game that had to be won.
Yeah,
and big deal for him.
The fans next to me, nobody left. The fans on both sides of me, make no doubt, they wanted to watch us hang 100 on these guys. Oh, yeah.
One of my best moments of the entire game was watching us clear the bench.
It was, you know,
getting the guys in.
Well, they got in, but, you know, Johnny, you know, True Blood and all those guys, they got in, but, I was fine with watching the starters come out there, hang 100 and win by 20, but huge win. Hopefully we don't have a letdown because there's still a couple big games coming up in the 2018 calendar season.
Yeah, I agree that the crowd was insane. I was there. I was there a little around when you got there, Theo, because I saw you walk around. You were talking to somebody who was in a coat. You looked like a journalist. Seemed like a big deal. I don't know who he was though.
Theo's a big deal. The other guy.
I think you knew who it was, but yeah,
I don't know. I really don't. Who was that guy?
It was Steve from the Lincoln Journal Star.
Oh, cool.
Sip in the house.
Yeah. Cool.
But you look at your starters again. Let's talk about those guys. Continue. You know what Palmer did? He went 9 of 12. Scores 30. Copeland, kind of a pedestrian type night, did some really good things. He goes 4 of 8, 11.7 rebounds. Roby to me, I hope this is the Roby we can get. This guy. This is the Roby that I think Nick talked about this a lot, about being 8 and 8, 10 and 10 type guy. Did his job last night. Saturday. Sorry, I feel like it was last night. I'm still living on the high from it.
It does feel like it.
He plays almost 33 minutes, by the way. 5 of 9, gets 5 points at the line. Really nice stat line for Roby. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 5 offensive.
Wow.
Yeah, they on the glass last night. Watson, again, 4 of 11, 13 points. He goes 3 of 6 from three land.
Yeah.
Gives you 13 points, couple rebounds. 5 assists, which I thought was critical. Let's not overlook maybe the. I mean, Palmer had his 30.
The guy you're leaving out that had a career day.
Career day, Thomas Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Allen, mm-hmm. If you didn't know this, I believe it was his dad was in town.
His
mom's in town. He talked about this before. He said he didn't sleep a wink the night before, mm-hmm. knowing his dad was going to be there. He only goes out and plays 35 minutes, 7 of 11, 2 of 5 from 3, 18 points, 5 boards.
And if you listen to the coaches and the other players, they'll tell you, this is what Thomas Allen could do night in and night out. But the nice thing is he's not required to because of the other four guys he's sharing the court with.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets his opportunities on Saturday, he made the most of it. You know, he made some great shots. He took the ball to the rack a couple times against their big guys and scored. Now, the Roby thing, I will tell you what the key to Roby having that day was, is he didn't get those cheap phantom foul calls. There was one early in the game where he drove to the basket and their guy was already falling back before contact.
Stop.
And the correct call was made that it was a block. He gets the and one, makes the free throw, and him staying out of foul trouble and not getting those, it helped with his confidence, and he played really great. My favorite play, Bill, you and I talked before the game started. Creighton, transition points, fast break points they had.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero in transition.
They had a chance for one. Roby comes flying down the court, almost LeBron James-esque.
Huge block.
And swats that thing mm-hmm. off the backboard.
That was awesome.
A great hustle play. And we saw a lot of those. You don't see them in the stat sheet. So unless you watch this game on TV or you were fortunate enough to be down at PBA, there's a handful of plays where you saw our players diving to the floor, passing it to a teammate to get out and get running. And those hustle plays, they definitely played a huge part in this game.
Yeah, a couple other stats that stick out to me for this game that, again, we're going to get to the defensive side of the ball. We're talking a lot of offense right now because defensively it was magical Saturday night for the Huskers. But a couple things that I know I've been critical of the three-point shots. I've been very critical of it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Last night was
really
the night that you can see what could happen. I know you got to shoot them, you got to shoot to make shots. I get it. Something I didn't see coming Saturday night, Huskers win the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Huskers win the three-point line by 9. We hold Creighton to 11 of 27. Huskers go 14 of 27 from three land.
Although that dude, Bolick.
Woo! Wow.
On Creighton, he could not freaking miss. And you know what?
By the way, he took 10 shots. Guess where they're all from?
Three?
He made 7 of them.
No way. Well, you know what pissed me off is he was actually talking crap to our bench.
Good.
One time he made a 3 and he yelled something on our bench, and then he made one in the corner and he stared Palmer down as he ran by. Like, Palmer didn't drop 30.
Yeah, my bad.
No big deal.
My bad. So that one stuck out to me. Huskers win the 3-point line. That was what we were worried about. Nick and mm-hmm. I talked about that Friday, was we had to win at the 3-point line.
Which is hard against a team like them.
Yeah, and defend it well. And we did. Other stat for me that stuck out, which it's the little things. Nick and I have also talked about this, the assist line.
Is it getting higher?
The times we have struggled in games, it's when we're in this old isolation, drive to the rack, one pass, dribble, dribble, dribble thing. Mm-hmm. And we were in that 8 to 9 assist range last night, Saturday night. Sorry, I keep saying last night because I said again, I feel like we had 15 assists, 15? By the way.
Wow. Okay.
And then here's where you get them from. This is what I love to see is when your big men get involved in the assists. You had Roby had 4 assists. Palmer has 2. Watson has 5. Allen has 4.
Wow.
You're getting assists from all kinds of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw the guys making that extra pass, and quite a few times it ended up with a guy having an open 3 in the mm-hmm. corner, which most of the time we made.
We did.
So it you know, not only were we making that extra pass, but we were also making the shot to make it count, which was great. Did we shoot too many 3s?
I don't know what too many is anymore for Nebraska. So we're in that average of 20 plus.
Okay,
that's
and if
where
you've
we're
got guys that can make it, Bill, you and I talked a little bit before the show starts, and I'm not the Debbie Downer. I'm one of the biggest Husker supporters you'll find. I still think by the time conference play rolls around, we're going to need a little bit more of the James Palmer we saw last year. I think he only kind of drove to the hoop a couple times on Saturday, made both of them. Probably didn't need to. You know, they were giving him space. Maybe they decided, we're not going to let you drive on us. He made them pay. Now, once we get into conference play and they start playing him a little bit tight, I know that we're going to need to see him take that ball to the hoop, maybe draw some fouls, be able to dish it off a little bit more. But it was great to see him take what they gave him.
Again, talking Huskers beating the Hoojays on Saturday night. We want to hear from you. What does this mean to you? How do you feel? If you want to throw out some Creighton hate, we don't mind it. 402-466-ESPN, 402-466-3776, or hit us up on Twitter, at Willie J. Wilson, at Husker underscore Army, at ESPN Hooksy. Want to hear it? You're, again, you look at this. Miles talked about this. Man, there's the, I'm going to tell you, there's this starting five, they play like this. Tough to beat. Tough to beat. They come out. We shoot 53% for the game, 52% from three, 80% of our free throws got knocked down. What a victory. The state is red. We've been talking about it. Everybody was putting out the little red state thing, things like that. So we got Gary Jerry. I know he likes Husker hoops. Gary Jerry, how you doing?
Is it baseball season yet?
Not yet. We're not there. It's too cold.
Come
it's
on.
Ice out.
Come on.
We're talking about the Huskers whooping the Hoo Jays.
That was awesome. That was they came out and they played the whole ball game. You know, a lot of people made a lot of big hoopla about the loss of Minnesota. You know, those things are going to happen. It just, you know, it just does. You get on the road and you know what? And just a little while back, they won a great road game at Clemson.
Yep.
So it's going to come and go. But the only thing I'm worried about this team is its depth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned about that. But, mm-hmm. you know, who is the big freshman kid that, and I can't remember his name.
Brady Hyman?
Yes. He did a really nice job with the playing time that he getting right now, and it's good experience. Now, how big is he? I don't even know.
He's about 6'11", but I don't have that right in front of me, but I know he's maybe 210, 215 pounds. The goal is to get some muscle on him. They really wanted to. Obviously, he was thrust into playing a bigger role than they had anticipated with Jordy leaving. But right. you're absolutely right. The last two games, when he's been on the floor, he's made the most of it. I think he got 8 or 9 points Wednesday against Minnesota. Played some great defense this week. So he's hitting the ground running. It's trial by fire with him. He's having to grow up as we speak. But I think being out there with those upperclassmen, getting that experience, is only going to bode well for his future.
Absolutely. The question I have is, are you guys, and then I'll hang up and listen, are you guys surprised that Nebraska is doing as well as they are on the boards? Because I know that was a point of contention as well as the three-point shooting. So, hey, you guys have a good day, and I'll listen.
Thanks, Gary Jerry. You know what? Gary Jerry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you calling on Hate Creighton Day. surprise of the boards. Last night, Saturday night, yes. Yes, because that's been the knock on this team. The knock on this team is they're not getting bored. But, again, Nebraska's going to get out-rebounded a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just the style of play they are, the size they are. But I'm going to tell you what I saw Saturday night. I saw dudes wanting to get down there and get low and box out. I knocked that last week. Willie Joe, you heard me talk about it. This team doesn't box out.
Mm-mm.
They look for the long rebounds, the transition. They leave a little early, trying to get in transition.
Yep.
Secure the basketball. We secured it. We won the board Saturday night as well.
We did.
We won the boards. I think like plus 4 or 5 on the boards.
But again,
to me, rebounding, and I'm not a basketball coach, but I've watched enough. Boxing out is an art.
It's a mentality, too.
You have to buy into to getting right down low and finding a man and boxing out and putting a butt on somebody. You have to.
It doesn't hurt to be 7 feet, but it's about, you know, it's a technical standpoint of, like you said, boxing out, and it's also mentality. Look at Dennis Rodman, one of the best rebounders ever. He was 6'8", was all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about getting in front of your man and saying, I'm going to get that ball. And you saw a few times where I want to say there might have been an over the back, but we were able to tip the ball to another player, and it was a mentality of, we're not going to get out rebounded. We're going to get every loose ball that we can. I'd like to see him have that a little bit more often, and you know, not necessarily just be a one hit wonder, but they did. They played, you know, Copeland and Roby and even Ankington. I mean, you watch him come in.
I had this brought up because if you look at these guys that came in, okay, we had 35 boards Saturday night to their 31. But look at what you got in a short stint from your bench. Again, you're not getting 11 boards, and they were in there.
Right.
11 boards. So they're doing parts of their job. Again, that's not going to be the scoring bunch. We know that. But if they can do that. So, hey, let's take a quick break. I know I appreciate you guys letting us know the stream is kind of messed up again, but we're going to work on it. But after the break, we're going to talk Nebraska defense and how well they did against the Creighton Hoojays. Thanks for listening to Greg at the Hooks.